Welcome back. You're here with David Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Can the retirement rules of thumb destroy somebody's retirement?
Yes.
This I'm was an interesting set of questions we had this week, this past week at our seminar.
You know, what was interesting about the webinar that we did last week or week before, the questions that we're getting from the public on a regular basis. For those of you who haven't gone on Popwitch Carmelli Advisory Group social media, people ask us questions on that all the time. One of them is, what's the rule of thumb? And one of them that came out was this 4% rule.
Right.
The question they're really asking is, how much money can I live off of?
Right.
What's the income that I can take from my savings?
Well, and secondly, we had a number of questions just to add to that. The rule of thumb, do I live off 70% of my pre-retirement income?
Correct.
Right, so these two things are connected for sure.
So rule of thumb this, rule of thumb that. What's interesting is a lot of the rule of thumbs are created by people who are not retirement experts.
Right.
When you actually look at the way people structure their retirement, there is not only one way. And these rules of thumb help people kind of conceptualize. That's what the intent was for. But people turn this into gospel.
Right.
Like somebody wrote the holy book of retirement. And it's in there. Thou shalt only spend 4% of your money.
Right.
It's one of the commandments, apparently. Right? That's not true.
Right.
That's not true.
And nor is it true that you will live on 70% of your pre-retirement
your employment income. Or your pre-retirement income, yeah.
It could be higher. We know lots of people that are doing things that they couldn't otherwise do and it's higher.
Correct.
Some are lower.
And some are lower. And this is where it becomes more personalized.
Yeah.
People's lifestyles are different.
Right.
If you're saving 30% of your money every single year, then you are living off of 70% of your income.
Mm-hmm.
Then what do you use that money for?
Mm-hmm.
How much of that money are you going to say, I'm not going to spend because I'm no longer working? Like if you and I never had to come to the office, you and I never had to do our job, how much money do you really save? Or would you just allocate those dollars to something else that you would rather be doing with your time?
Well, it's nothing I'd rather be doing than hanging out with you and at the office and working.
Let's
be clear about that.
You are very good at lying today, sir.
I should take CPP at 65, right? Rule of thumb, 65. Is that true?
So, yeah, no, it's not.
No, it's not true.
What we're hearing is more and more mathematical evidence of deferring CPP and in many cases old age security. But not always true.
Yeah. Why? Because it's based on the goals and objectives that a family has, right? These decisions, part of the answer is we talked about making these decisions and using these rules of thumb in isolation to the big picture.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
And there is the number one mistake. And I get that for convenience purposes or people are trying to gauge where they're at, these rules of thumb exist, I understand. But please don't use a rule of thumb as a decision in isolation of all of the other things you're doing, right? Because you may decide to take CPP early, even though the math says you should defer it for some other set of personal reasons that you may have, right? And vice versa. Again, how much should you spend? Maybe I want to front end it. Maybe I want to back end it. There's a whole bunch of variables.
Yeah, exactly. Remember, there are four major issues, concerns that people have in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Tax is on everything, so I'm not going to call it as a separate issue. But people have concerns about how am I going to receive income for the rest of my life in a tax-efficient way? How am I going to grow my money so I can beat inflation in a tax-efficient way? How am I going to pay for my healthcare costs? And I want to leave some money behind for family. I don't want to give them gifts while I'm alive or upon my death. Now, when you have those four different issues, you can't just have a rule of thumb to cover all those issues.
Right.
Right? Taking your Canadian pension plan early might give you more money in your legacy bucket because you want to leave more money behind.
Right.
Taking Canadian pension plan at 70 versus 65 might give you more money in your health bucket.
Right.
Because you're receiving an increased amount by deferring your CPP.
Right.
So it all depends on the individual. There's these rules of thumb, this, I would say, article writing strategies do not always work. And that's where a retirement specialist is really needed in these types of situations, because I'm telling you, people who are doing this by themselves, they are giving up lots of money on the table.
Yep.
They are reducing the probability of success of reaching all of their goals.
Right.
And the standard of definition of success is, have I done this one thing, not can I do all the things?
Yeah. Another question that we got, rule of thumb, don't take any money out of your registered accounts until you have to, right? In your 72nd year. And that may or may not be true, depending on your situation, because there's a tax component to that, right?
Correct.
How much taxable income do you have, and what are the other various sources of capital that you're drawing from in your retirement or income that you've got?
What's interesting about this rule of thumb, Dave, is we have done calculations for our clients. And I think the jury is hung on this one because we've seen, let's look at the last like 4 or 5 months that we've been crunching numbers for clients.
Yeah.
I'd say half of them, the math works better if they take money out right away versus deferring to 72. In the other half, defer to 72.
Yeah.
Like it's pretty much split, but it's very interesting that it's not a rule of thumb now.
Yeah. And it's, even if it were 50-50, it's not a coin toss that you want in retirement, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So it's, anyways, we don't want to beat a dead horse on this one, Faisal, but I thought this particular group of questions seemed to focus around that. And given that there was a reasonably large population of people listening to it, I suspect that that's questions on everybody's mind. And you know what? We sure know that as the pandemic has dragged on, people are getting tired, right? Yeah. And people are now considering and or just saying, I'm done, right? I'm considering retirement. I'm just... or I'm going to retire now.
And the complexity is a bit different now because they've got wealth, they've got thoughts of how they want to live their life in a pandemic world.
Yeah.
And they're trying to, what the vision will be once we open up and either this pandemic turns into an endemic or it's, mm-hmm. it's no longer a pandemic, mm-hmm. Which is interesting. There's one rule of thumb that is fading in the sunset that was raised that I think it still frustrates me when it was first talked about, and it frustrates me more that people still are talking about it, but it's fading, it's going in the sunset. It's 100 minus your age equals the percent you should have in?
Fixed income.
There you go.
You're going in 100 equity. Minus 80, your age will be in equity.
Should be in equity. Yeah. So in if equity, you're 65 years of age,
yeah,
then you should have 65% in bonds, 35% in equities. There you go. Congratulations. You're going to retire at 1.8% U.S. Treasury. Let's forget about currency for a second.
Yeah.
And if 65% of your money's in that and you're drawing on the 4% rule, tell me how it's going to work.
Yeah. Yeah. The math might get complicated there.
So rule of thumb doesn't always match the other rule of thumb, which doesn't match another rule of thumb, which means here we go.
Yeah.
Catastrophic issues.
Right.
You could run out of money.
Structure, discipline, and a plan, right? It'll get you those answers. Okay, my friend, we got to wrap it up. We do have another seminar coming up because we want to talk about the process to make sure you're just not applying rules of thumb.
Yeah, we're going to solve all these problems when it comes to bulletproofing your retirement on February 22nd. That's Tuesday at 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
On behalf of Faisal, myself, Dave, thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We'll look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization Canada.